By the time he left Kim's office, the weather had turned sharply colder. Snow flurries were swirling around the palace towers, and the shallows to the Soliu tributaries were sheened with ice. The agent from Coruscant whom Plagueis had provided, Sait Pestage, was waiting in a small plaza behind the Parnelli Art Museum, warming his hands with his breath.
"The Naboo have never heard of climate control," he commented as Palpatine approached.
Recalling his early conditioning sessions on Glacial Maegito, Palpatine almost laughed at the man's remarks. Instead, he said, "Radical change has always come slowly to this world." Pestage cast a glance at the stately columns that enclosed the domed museum.
"No doubt about that."
Slightly taller and older than Palpatine, he was sinewy and capable-looking. His brown eyes were close-set and glistening, and his pointed nose and angular cheekbones were emphasized by black hair that had receded from his forehead and temple. Plagueis had mentioned that Pestage had been born in Diplona on Siutric IV, an industrialized ecumenopolis outside of which Darth Bane and Zanna had once lived secret lives. Plagueis hadn't revealed how he had discovered Pestage. Perhaps Damask Holdings had had dealings with Pestage's influential and extensive family. But he had said that Pestage was someone Palpatine might want to consider adding to his growing entourage of aides and confidants. From the pocket of his robe, Palpatine prized the flimsy Vidar Kim had given him and handed it over.
"His itinerary for Coruscant."
"Perfect."
Pestage slipped the flimsy into his pocket.
"I want you to wait until his business on Coruscant is concluded."
"Whatever you say."
"He's threatening to alert the Jedi Order and the Senate Investigatory Committee about various deals that were made."
Pestage snorted.
"Then he deserves everything that's coming to him."
He scanned their surroundings without moving his head.
"Have you made a decision about who to use from the data I supplied?"
"The Maladians," Palpatine said.
A group of highly trained humanoid assassins. They had struck him as the obvious choice. Pestage nodded.
"Can I ask why?"
Palpatine wasn't accustomed to having to justify his decisions, but answered regardless.
"The Mandalorian Death Watch has its own problems, and the Bando Gora its own galactic agenda."
"I couldn't agree more," Pestage said. "Besides, the Maladians are known to honor all their contracts."
"How soon can you have them on Coruscant?"
Pestage looked at him askance.
"Perhaps it's best that remains on a need-to-know basis."
The man's audacity both impressed and bridled Palpatine.
"There can be no mistake, Sait."
A long-suffering look flared on Pestage's face, but his tone was compliant when he responded.
"If there are, then I'm certain this will be our final conversation. I know fully well what Magister Damask and you are capable of, and I hope to make myself worthy of continuing to serve you. One day, perhaps, you'll begin to think of me as family, as I'm sure Senator Kim does you."
"Just how much does this man know?" Palpatine wondered.
"You've no qualms about living a double life, Sait?"
"Some of us are simply born into it," Pestage said, indifferent to Palpatine's penetrating gaze.
"You'll contact me here?"
"As soon as the work is completed. Just make sure to stay close to your calm."
"You'll also be contacting Magister Damask?"
Pestage rocked his head.
"He gave me the impression that he would be unavailable for the next few weeks. But I suspect we're safe in assuming that the results won't escape his notice."